弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
想请大家先思想一个问题。
I will ask brothers and sisters to meditate on one question.
你觉得信心和惧怕之间的关系是什么？
Do you know of the relationship between faith and fear?
我想我们每个人一定都有惧怕的经验。
I'm sure that all of us will have some experience with being afraid.
那我天生是一个比较胆小的人。
I'm a person with a lot of fear.
我小时候怕的东西比一般人都多得多。
I used to be afraid of more items than people, as ordinary people.
怕黑。
I'm afraid of the darkness.
怕鬼。
Ghosts.
怕死。
Death.
怕坏人。
Bad guys.
怕蛇。
Snakes.
怕出丑。
Being embarrassed.
怕输。
To lose.
还曾经有一段时间特别怕跟女生讲话。
There was even a period of time that I was most afraid of speaking to girls.
有些怕完全是主观的心理作用。
Some fear was actually originated from your own psychology.
比如说小时候我跟我哥哥睡一间。
For example, when I was little, I slept in the same room with my bigger brother.
我哥哥什么都不怕，但我却常常因为怕黑而产生莫名的恐惧。
My brother was not afraid of anything. However, because of my fear of darkness, I was afraid of a lot of things at that time for no reason.
而我姐姐自己住一间也不怕。
And my sister was living all by herself in one room, and she was not afraid either.
我理智上知道不应该怕，但是就是无法控制的会胡思乱想。
So by reason, I knew that I shouldn't be afraid. However, I just couldn't control myself but being afraid.
当然有的时候惧怕的确是有客观事实的根据。
However, sometimes the fear actually came from objective facts.
比如说当一艘船在海上遇到狂风巨浪的时候，船上的人害怕是非常自然的。
For example, if a ship in the sea was encountering a storm, then it was reasonable that people on the ship to be afraid.
因为的确有随时丧命的可能。
Because it was indeed possible for people to lose their lives at that moment.
不过就算有一些威胁是真实的存在，是否每一个人就毫无选择的只能惧怕无法胜过呢？
However, even if some threats are real, does it mean that people really do not have any choices but being afraid?
在十八世纪，神大大使用了约翰·卫斯理。
In the 18th century, God uses John Wesley greatly.
他不仅带动了全英国的教会以及整个国家有革命性的更新。
He mobilized all the churches in England, and he also brought new renewal, a revolutionary renewal to the entire country.
也在美国的属灵大复兴当中扮演重要的角色。
He also played a very important role in the American spiritual renaissance.
他的神学思想和教导一直到今天都还深深影响全世界的各教会。
His theology and his teachings, even until now, are still deeply influencing all the churches in the world.
而约翰·卫斯理之所以被神重用，是因着一个事件促使了他的人生有关键性的转变。
The reason that John Wesley was used greatly by God was because one event that happened in his life.
有一次他所乘的船在海上遇到严重的风暴，连船的桅杆都断了。
Once he was on the ship, and they also encountered a serious storm, and even the mast of the ship was broken.
约翰·卫斯理跟船上其他的乘客一样都惊慌失措。
John Wesley at that time, he was shocked and very afraid, just like other passengers in the ship.
但在那时候他很惊讶地看到一群从德国来的莫拉维夫宣教士脸上毫无惧色地一同唱诗祷告。
However, at that time, he also was surprised to see that a group of missionaries, Moravian missionaries from Germany,together they sing praises and they pray to the Lord and they are having no fear.
这给约翰·卫斯理极大的震撼。
And this has shocked John Wesley greatly.
因为他看到这一群宣教士的生命当中有一股他没有的力量。
Because he saw that there was a power in those missionaries that he didn't have.
狂风巨浪虽大，这些人心中那股力量更大。
Although the power of the storm was great, however, the power in those missionaries was even greater.
那股力量让他们能够胜过惧怕，心中依然有平安。
So the power for the missionaries was so great that they helped them to overcome their fear. So then they have lots of peace in their hearts.
这就是我们今天信息要探讨的主题。
And this is also the theme that we're going to examine together.
今天暑期我是用七次的讲道带大家从希伯来书十一章来看神所期望的是什么样的信心。
In this summer, I will use seven sermon messages to lead you guys to look into the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and to see what kind of faith is God expecting from us.
那这一系列的总主题是因着信经历神。
And the common theme is experiencing God by faith.
我们还是复习一下。
So then let's review a little bit.
希伯来书十一章的基本架构是先以十一章一到三节做开场白，简单扼要的点出信心的要素。
So for Hebrew chapter 11, basically the structure was that from verses 1 to 3 was introduction, and that points out the elements of faith.
让我们同声用中文或英文读下第一节。
So let's read together either in your own language, verse 1, chapter 11.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。好，然后从第四节开始，作者列举许多圣经人物的真实例证。
From verse 4, the author lists out peoples as examples.
来进一步的解释神所期望我们有的信心是什么样的信心。
So he further explains what kind of faith was the kind of faith that God expecting of us.
到目前为止我们已经从第四节到二十二节看过七个圣经人物的实例。
So far we have studied seven biblical people, characters, from verse 4 to 22.
在亚伯身上我们看到献祭是信心生活的起点。
From Abel, we saw that offering is the starting point of a life of faith.
在以诺身上我们看到与神同行是信心生活的实质。
From Enoch, we see that walking with God is the essence of faith of life.
在挪亚身上，我们看到顺服是信心生活的表现。
In Noah, we saw that obedience is the manifestation of a life of faith.
那在这一段里面，十一章六节很值得背下来。
In this verse, chapter 11, verse 6, is really worthy of our trying to memorize it.
让我们也同声用中文或英文来读一次。
Again, let's read together in your own language, verse 6.
请。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。好，接下来在亚伯拉罕身上，我们看到真信心的几方面特质。
Next, from Abraham, we can see some characteristics of faith.
第一，神还没有告诉他细节之前，他就愿意信。
First, we know that before God told him all the details, he believed even before he saw it.
第二，虽然神所说的事情看起来不可能，他还是愿意信。
Second,he believed even when it seemed impossible.
第三，虽然他一生没有亲眼看到神的应许实现，他还是愿意信。
Number three, although he believed even though he did not get to see the promise fulfilled in his lifetime.
那在这一段很有代表性的一节经文是十三节。
Verse 13 is very representative of all these elements.
让我们也同声用中文或英文来读一次。
Let's all read together.
请。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。好，接下来从亚伯拉罕以及他之后的三代子孙以撒、雅各、约瑟的身上，我们看到信心的盼望超越死亡。
Next, we can see that from the descendants of Abraham.Which are Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. We can see that faith transcends death.
因为这部分才刚讲过，我们就不重复细节。
And we have just spoke about this part, so that I will not go into details.
今天我们要继续往下看二十三到二十九节。
Next, we're going to look at verse 22 to 27.
这一段举了三组人物做例子。
There are three groups of people to be were used as example.
就是摩西的父母。
That's Moses' parents.
摩西
Moses,
以及跟着摩西过红海的以色列人。
And the last group was the Israelites who were following Moses.
顺便提一下。
And on the side note,
在二十一节之前提到人物都是出自旧约第一卷书的创世纪。
So before verse 21, all these people who were mentioned were from the book of Genesis.
那今天这段看的人物都是旧约第二卷书出埃及记所记载的。
And all the characters we're going to look at today are from the second book in the Bible, which is Exodus.
我希望带着大家从这三组人物身上来看信心。能够赐给人能力来胜过惧怕。
So I hope that from these three groups of people, we can examine together and know that faith can give us power, so that we can overcome fear.
首先，我们从二十三节看到摩西的父母因着信心而不怕从人而来的危险。
So from verse 23, we can see that Moses' parents were not afraid of the threats from men because they have faith.
根据埃及记头两章的记载。
So based on the first two chapters in the book of Genesis, Exodus.
当时以色列人住在埃及地越生越多。
At that time, Israelites are getting greater and greater in numbers.
那埃及的法老王要压制他们。
So Pharaoh in Egypt wanted to oppress them.
就想用手段让所有以色列的男婴一出生就被杀死。
So he was using some tricks so that he can destroy. So you can kill all the boys as soon as they're born.
法老王先是私底下叫收生婆去做这事。
So at first he was just sort of privately told the midwives to kill all the baby boys.
收生婆他敬畏神就没有听法老的。
However, the midwives they have fear of God, so that they did not do that.
还找借口说啊，以色列人妇人很健壮，所以他们受生婆还没到，小孩就生出来了，根本没有机会做手脚。
So they found excuses and said that wow, the Israelites, the Hebrew women are very strong, so then the babies are born even before we arrive.
于是法老王就直接下令，以色列人一生男孩就必须丢到河里。
So Pharaoh he gave an order saying that any infant boys, as soon as they are born, any infant boys will be thrown into the river.
这个命令是公开的宣布，而且是全面的执行。
So this is an open law, and then this is being reinforced throughout Egypt.
如果不听命令被抓到，不只是小宝宝的性命不保，恐怕连父母的性命都要赔上去。
So if you do not obey this law, not only would the parents be killed, even the babies will be killed as well.
当摩西出生的时候，他的父母就是面对。这个从法老王而来的威胁。
So when Moses was born, his parents were already under such kind of threats.
但圣经说，摩西的父母看到他很俊美，就还是冒险把他藏了起来。
However, in the Bible, it says that Moses' parents saw that he was no ordinary child, so then they hid him.
那这边的俊美。原文直翻的话就是漂亮美好，所以中文圣经的翻译是对的。
So in English translation says that Moses was no ordinary child. If you translate directly, that means that it's pretty, it's good. So Chinese translation is actually more accurate.
但是许多学者们都同意，这边指的不一定是外貌，很可能指的是生命的特质。所以英文 NIV 圣经就翻成他父母看出。他不是一个平凡的孩子。
However, some scholars also agree that here when it says when it talks about beauty or good, it doesn't necessarily have to mean appearance. So in English NIV translation, it was translated into that he was no ordinary child, as referring to his characteristics.
无论如何，神使用摩西的俊美来激发他父母的信心。
In any case, God uses the extraordinary characters of Moses to motivate his parents.
他们就胜过惧怕，勇敢地做出了冒险的决定。
So that they overcome their own fear and they decided to run a risk and save his life.
固定参加我们教会人都知道，在我们城里面有一个基督徒办的基督义德家人城中心，是我们全心支持的。
Regular people in our church will know that there is a pregnancy center in Ithaca.
那每年我们城里面都有几十个宝宝本来是会被堕胎堕掉的。
Every year in Ithaca, there are many babies that would otherwise be aborted.
但是在他们的父母亲母亲或者是父母亲接受义德家妊娠中心的免费爱心服务之后，决定把这些宝宝的性命给保存下来。
However, many of these mothers or parents, after counseling with the pregnancy center, they have decided to keep the baby.
我记得好几年前，义德家妊娠中心需要筹款买一台用超音波来显示母腹中胎儿现状的机器。
I do also remember that a couple years back, there is a fundraising to buy an ultrasound machine for the pregnancy center so that they can show the parents the little fetus inside the body.
那这个机器真的发挥很大的功用。
And this ultrasound machine did indeed was very helpful.
很多本来要堕胎的妇女透过超音波看到了腹中的胎儿，几天之后就打消了堕胎的念头。
So many mothers, after they saw the little babythrough the ultrasound machine, afterwards they decided to keep the baby.
他们原先有的一切惧怕都是真实而且合理的，而且那些问题并没有消失。
And a lot of their fear they originally had was very real, and they did not go away either after the decision.
但是那个小宝宝在母腹当中蠕动的景象，让他们感受到生命的神圣。
However, when they saw the little fetus, the little baby inside.The mother's tomb, womb, and they saw the little baby moving, and they were really touched.
那我们今天的妇女不太会在完全受压制的情况之下被强迫堕胎。
So we know that probably very rarely do any mother be under such a threat so that they are forced to carry on an abortion.
即使是在执行一胎化政策的中国。人都还有可能选择接受高额的罚款而保存孩子的性命。
Even in China where there is a one child policy, many parents they still are willing to pay a large amount of fine and to keep their baby.
They still have that option. 但摩西出生的时候，在法老王的高压政策之下，以色列人并没有别的选择。
However, in Moses' time,Under the Pharaoh's law, there was no option.
摩西的父母勇敢地选择冒险来违背王的命令。
Moses' parents, they were brave and they decided to go against Pharaoh's law.
神就使用了他们的这个信心的行动来为以色列人预备将来带他们出埃及的伟大领袖摩西。
So God prepared Moses under the faith of his parents so that Moses could be born and eventually led Israelites through out of Egypt.
在我们今天的生活当中，我们仍然可能会惧怕一些像法老王一样的人物。
In our real lives, we would probably be afraid of people like the Pharaoh.
当然，我指的不是说怕老婆那种哈。
What I was referring to was not something that you're afraid of your wives.
有些学校的教授或工作单位的主管就非常习惯用强硬的手段来压制下属。
So many professors or even managers of companies, they use oppression to treat their employee.
还常常口出威胁的话，故意让人害怕。
And they would say threatening words to scare their subordinates.
遇到这种情形怎么办？
So what do you do when you're under such a situation?
圣经一贯的教导是要我们凭着良心，顺着神的引导去做，不是怕法老王。
So the Bible teaches to work according to the conscience in our heart, according to God's words, not according to the threat that you're under.
是把敬畏神放在优先，而不是法老王怎么说你就怎么做。
So the priority should be your fear of God, not your fear of the Pharaoh.
如果法老王的命令与神的教导有直接的抵触，绝对是顺从神，而不是顺从人。
If you know that the law of the Pharaoh is going against the teaching of the Bible, then your choice should be going for the teaching of the Bible instead of the other way around.
比如说有一些在公司里做会计的基督徒。
For example, some accountants are Christians.
在老板被老板施压要去做假账。
So they were probably under some pressure from their employers to cook the books.
结果他们选择不理会被解聘的威胁。 而拒绝作假。
However, they would could choose to not to follow the requirements and refuse to make any false statements.
其实今天很多的老板还没有坏到那个地步，在下面工作的人自己就怕得过分。
However, we know that even some of the employers are not that bad, but the employees they kind of just find fears for themselves.
我提过好几次，当初我和我太太刚到美国一家大的电脑公司工作的时候，神给我们特别的感动，就是不加班，每天准时上下班。
So I have probably mentioned to you before that when we, myself and my wife were working in California, we were in the same company, and we have decided that. In our company, we will not work overtime, and we will come to work on time and leave on time.
后来我们发现，我们部门当中所有的老中同事们都觉得我们是胆大包天。
And however, we realized that all of our Chinese colleagues thought that we really have guts.
但是跟他们多聊聊之后，我们发现不是我们胆子大，是他们胆子太小。
But after talking to them, we realized that it was not because we have guts.It was because they have no backbones.
我跟我太太是每天五点钟下班回家。
So every day, myself and my wife, we leave work at 5 o'clock.
那他们呢？
What about my Chinese colleagues?
不一定。
They are not necessarily.
那为什么每一天不一定呢？
Now, how come every day is not necessarily 5 o'clock for them to leave?
因为他们得要决定于老板几点钟走。
That depends on when their boss leaves.
老板不走，他们一个个都不敢走。
So if the boss doesn't leave, they don't leave.
有必要吗？
Is it necessary?
他们觉得绝对有必要。
They feel like it's completely necessary.
因为他们怕比老板早走会影响加薪。
So because they fear that if they leave before the boss leaves, then maybe there's going to be problems with their promotion.
会影响升迁，会影响办绿卡，反正怕这个怕那个。
Oh, you know, it's going to affect how they're going to get their green cards, and they're afraid of this and that.
但是不到半年的时间，事实就证明他们所害怕的事情没有一件发生在我们的身上，结果反而相反。
However, not even half a year into this, we realized that all these things that they were afraid of never happened to us. However, some of those actually suffered from that.
从这当中我看出几件事。
So from this, I learned something.
第一，我和我太太每天准时来准时走是十分固定的。
However, because we know that myself and my wife came and leave on time, so it was very regular.
那老板反而觉得，哎呀，很容易看清楚我们，我们很透明，没有什么隐藏的。
So we were pretty much transparent. There's nothing for us to hide, and it was pretty predictable for our boss.
而那些老板不走就不敢走的人，你想老板心中没数吗？
So for those who are afraid to leave, the boss didn't leave. Don't you think that the boss kind of knew what was going on?
老板会更信任他们吗？
Do you think the boss would trust them more?
更重要的是，我发现那些把老板放在优先考虑的人，日子比我们过得辛苦多了。
And so for those who actually put the boss in their first priority, they live a much harder life than we did.
每天在公司待的时间长的时候，心不甘情不愿。
So if they stay for a long time at work, they feel very troubled.
尤其是到了想回家的时候。老要去偷看老板走了没有。
Because they are so reluctant staying there for over time, so they are always trying to peek into the boss's office and to see if he is ready to go.
看看还没走，就很痛苦的回到办公室继续待着。
So if he was there still working, and they just feel so bad, and they had to go back and continue to stay there.
起初他们看到我们五点钟下班回家，会讲讽刺的话取笑我们。
So at first they saw us leaving at 5 o'clock sharp. They would say something sarcastic to us.
没有多久就变成羡慕跟嫉妒。
Not long after, they actually start to envy, to long for our lives.
因为我们准时下班真的是很开心，而且走的是光明正大。
Because for us, we leave at the right time at the same time. It was righteous, and we feel good.
在我灵命成长的过程当中，我真的是深深体会到，这是一个很值得学的重要功课。
So in my walk of faith, I learned that this is a very important lesson to learn.
就是不管有多大多少来自人的威胁。
That was no matter how great the threat from man was.
当你清楚知道神所喜悦你做的是什么， 就凭着信心勇敢地去做。
When you know clearly what the will of God was, then you can just by faith hold on to God's will and walk in God's will.
把一切的结果都交给神。
So any consequences was from God.
那我跟我太太都遇到过好几位好老板，也遇到过好几位很不好的老板。
So my wife and myself have encountered several good bosses and not so good bosses.
但是就是靠着坚持这个原则，始终没有因为一些威胁而摇摆。
However, because we hold on to this belief and this principle, we have not swayed under different circumstances.
今天只要你是有工作的人，你就有可能会遇到不好的老板。
So as long as you have a job and you're working, there are a chance that you will encounter a bad boss.
请大家记得这个简单的原则。
So let's all remember this simple principle.
不要跟着人的威胁走。
You do not walk according to the threat from man.
也不要跟着自己心里的害怕走。
You do not walk according to the fear in your heart.
而是跟着敬畏神、讨神喜悦的原则走。
You go according to your fear of the Lord and your reverence to the Lord.
单纯的信靠神。
Your simple faith.
这个信心可以赐给你力量。来不再惧怕从人来的威胁。
This faith will give you power, so you are no longer afraid of the threat from men.
从二十四节到二十八节，我们看到摩西因着信心而不怕失去原先所拥有的一切。
From verses 26 to 28, we can see that Moses was not afraid of losing everything that he already had.
到了摩西三个月大，家里很难再藏得住的时候。神很奇妙的让法老的女儿一见到这个小宝宝就发出怜悯，收养了他。
When Moses was 3 months old, it was really hard to hide him anymore in the house. So the Lord actually miraculously led the daughter of Pharaoh liked Moses at the first sight, so she was willing to adopt him.
而且居然还接受摩西的姐姐的建议，去找了摩西的母亲来当奶妈，还可以带回家养。
And she was even willing to take the suggestions from Moses' sister. So then she hired Moses' mother as a nanny. So then her mother was even able to take Moses home to feed him.
所以摩西的母亲是在法老女王的保护之下养自己的孩子，还有工钱拿。
And Moses' mother was actually raising Moses under the protection of the daughter of the Pharaoh, and she was even getting paid.
稍微长大一些，孩子被带进了埃及王宫，成为埃及王子。
And when Moses was bigger, he was taken into the palace, and he became the prince of Egypt.
像希伯来书十一章二十六节所说的，摩西得享埃及的财物。
So just like in chapter 11 verse 26 says that Moses he enjoyed the treasures of Egypt.
而且也如使徒行传七章二十二节所说的，他学了埃及人一切的学问。说话行事都有才能。
And also, just as in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 22 says that Moses was educated in all wisdoms of the Egyptians and was powerful in action and speech.
但摩西显然知道自己是一个希伯来人。
But we know that Moses knew that he was a Hebrew.
他也看得见他同族的希伯来人被埃及人当奴隶来欺压。
And he also saw that his own people, the Hebrews, they are oppressed by Egyptians.
如果他想安逸的在王宫里做埃及王子，他就应当与希伯来人保持距离。
So if he wanted to have the comfort and continue to stay in the palace to be the prince of Egypt, he should keep a distance from his own people.
但他选择去到希伯来人那里看他们所受的重担。
However, he chose to go over to his own people and saw that they are under oppression.
而且他见到一个埃及人打希伯来人的时候，他没有袖手旁观。
And also, when he saw that the Egyptian was beating up a Hebrew, he was not just standing there.
他为希伯来人抱不平，结果动手把埃及人打死。
He helped the Hebrew, and he eventually actually killed the Egyptian.
当然，打死埃及人是一时的冲动，这件事情不可取。
But we know that he was acting out of impulse, and it was not something that we should learn from.
但摩西去探望做苦工的希伯来人，显然是经过考虑之后所做的一个良心的选择。
But the fact that Moses went to see his own people, That tells us that this is something that he has thought about and he had made a choice of his conscience.
看到希伯来人被埃及人打的时候，他也绝对知道他在态度上有两种选择。
So when he saw that the Egyptian was beating up the Hebrew, there was two choices that he could make.
一个是把自己当作埃及人，坐视不顾。
He could consider himself as an Egyptian and he decided to do nothing.
一个是选择公义，与受欺压的希伯来人站在一起。
He could also chose to be on the side of righteousness, so then help out the Hebrew.
摩西为他的选择付出的代价是相当大的。
And we knew that the price he paid for his choice was really great.
以埃及王子的身份享受了40年的荣华富贵，一下子全失去了。
And he, as a prince of Egypt, he had enjoyed all the treasures and all the comfort for 40 years.
被迫离开，逃离埃及，去到米甸的旷野靠牧羊为生。
And he gave that all up, and he went to he ran away, and then he was becoming a shepherd.
知不知道他当落魄的牧羊人当了多久？多久
？And do you know how long he's been a shepherd after that?
整整40年。
Another 40 years.
人都变成80岁的老人了。
So he's become an old person, 80 years old.
如果是你，这样的代价，你愿意付吗
？If it were you, were you willing to pay such a price?
在人生当中，我们的确有可能会面对类似的抉择。
In our lives, we may have encountered similar choices.
一方面，你知道什么是对的。
On one hand, you knew what is correct.
一方面，你又知道，如果照该做的去做，会要付很大的代价，甚至失去现在拥有的一切。
And on the other hand, you knew that if you were to do what you think is right to do, you're going to have to pay a big price.
几年前，我们英文堂有一位大学生。
A couple of years back, there was a college student in our English congregation.
他在读书的时候，曾经找我带着他每周一次做一对一的门徒训练，做了2年多，一直到他毕业。
So back then we had one-on-one discipleship, and we have done that every week for about 2 years.
那他读的专业最近这几年都很难找到事。
His major was such that it makes it difficult for him to find jobs.
所以他毕业之前最后几个月，我跟他每次碰面都为他找工作的事情祷告。
So after his graduation, we have met together and prayed together for a job search.
一直到他毕业之后好几个月，他才终于找到工作，我很为他高兴。
So it takes him a few months, several months, after graduation for him to find a job.
但是又过了没多久，他又没工作了。
But not long after, he lost that job.
我就问他怎么回事。
I asked him why.
他说因为这家公司的一些做法不诚实，让他心中很不平安。
He said that some of the things this company has done was not honest and he didn't feel comfortable staying in the company.
他祷告之后就辞去了。
But after he prayed, he decided to leave.
虽然后来很久他都找不到事，他不后悔。
Although after that it's been a very long time that he couldn't find a job and however he had no regret.
还有另外一个例子。
Another example.
我以前的一位牧师，苏文龙牧师。
One of my pastors in the past was Reverend Wilfred Sue.
他是家中的老大。
He was the oldest in the family.
他第一志愿考进大学。
And he went into the best university.
他毕业之后先考进让人羡慕的海关。
So after graduation, he went to the organization of custom.
他后来外商飞利浦公司到台湾设厂，又挑中了他当主管。
And later the Philips company came to Taiwan to plant a factory. They also found him and appoint him to be one of the managers.
那他工作上的成就非常令人羡慕。
So his achievement at work was something that everybody was looking after.
后来戴德生的曾孙戴绍珍牧师和几位教会领袖要在台湾创办中华福音神学院。
Later on, great-grandson of Hudson Taylor, whose name was James Taylor, he and the other church leaders came to Taiwan and they were going to start the China Evangelical Seminary.
那时候需要找到一位特别能干的人来做行政主任。
And they were searching for an able person, a capable person to be administrative chair.
那大家都想到了苏文龙。
So everybody thought of Wilfred Sue.
问题是他 有的这么好的工作愿意舍下吗？
The problem was he was working on a really good job, and will he be willing to give that up?
感谢神，他祷告之后就把原先拥有的舍下了。
We praise the Lord. After prayers, he decided to quit his job.
那帮助华神在一创校就打下了很好的基础。
So he has helped to build solid foundation for China Evangelical Seminary.
后来他担任牧师，带领我们几位年轻人的时候，曾经这样子跟我们分享。
So later on, he became a pastor, and then when he was leading some of us, when we were young, and he has told us.
他说，刚全职侍奉的时候，其中一个挑战是心态的调整。
And when you start serving full time, the first thing you have to deal with was your attitude.
原先他有令人羡慕的工作。
Before he had a job that everybody wants.
他有很多的钱可以慷慨的奉献。
He has lots of money and he was able to offer generously.
他能够帮助很多的人，又能够常常买东西送人，他真的感觉是很舒服的。
He could help a lot of people. He was able to buy many things for others, and that felt good.
那成为传道人之后，那时候传道人的收入不但少，而且不固定。
And when he became a full-time pastor, he wasn't paid very much, and that also was dependent on the offerings of the congregation.
生活的供应需要靠弟兄姐妹的爱心奉献。
So his life, his needs of his life is dependent on how his brothers and sisters can help him to fulfill.
虽然他知道每一笔奉献来的金钱或者生活用品都是出自弟兄姐妹真诚的爱心。
So he knows that everything that he needs and he uses in his life was from the love of his brothers and sisters.
在接受的时候还是需要谦卑的对付自己原先有的骄傲。
So when he received of those, he had to take care of the pride that he had from the past.
后来神呼召我全职侍奉，尤其在读神学院的三年期间，我一直记得苏牧师的分享，然后得很大的帮助。
So when I was responding to God's call and to become a full-time pastor, and when I was the 3 years that I was in seminary, I often think of his encouragement.
100年前创立中国内地会的戴德生离开英国去中国宣教的时候才22岁。
More than 100 years ago, when Hudson Taylor left England to carry on his mission in China and to start China-England mission, he was only just 22 years old.
今天我们教会很多的爸妈，哎呀，小孩大学毕业要跑远一点，就舍不得了。
Nowadays, many parents among us,when they knew that their kids are going to somewhere else out of town for college, and they feel so bad.
大学毕业如果跑远一点。Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So after their kids graduate,
22, yeah,
22. So after the kids, the parents' kids graduate from college, and they have to go somewhere a little farther for jobs or other things, and they feel very bad.
而戴德生那时候一上船，就不知道何年何月何日能够再见到家人。
However, in the case of Hudson Taylor, as soon as he boarded that ship to go to the faraway place, the parents never, didn't know that when he would ever be able to come back.
没有 Skype, 没有 QQ, 没有 email, 连电话都没有。
There wasn't Skype, there wasn't QQ, there wasn't emails, and there wasn't even phones.
踏上宣教之路的代价是很大的。
So the price that he paid for mission was really great.
戴德生为了顺应神的呼召去中国，也放弃了继续学医的机会。
So for Hudson Taylor, to follow God's calling to become missionary in China, he has to pay the price of not continuing his education in medicine.
还有一个很心痛的牺牲是爱情。
Another great sacrifice was his love life.
跟他相爱多年的女孩不可能跟他去中国。
The girl that he was in love with for many years was not able to go to China.
就忍痛。
So he decided to break up with her.
要照着神的心意去做，常常是要付一些代价的。
So when you are following God's calling, there are usually prices to pay.
有的时候代价会大到几乎是要放弃原先有的一切依靠。
So sometimes the price was so big that it's almost like you're having to giving up everything that you have relied on.
但是能够被神使用来成就大事的，就是那些肯以信心来回应神、愿意付代价的人。
However, those who are used by God greatly, or those people who are willing to pay big price for God.
摩西失去了埃及的荣华富贵。
Moses lost all the treasures and comforts in Egypt.
有四十年之久，只能靠牧养羊群为生。
For 40 years, he was a shepherd.
但那四十年，神并没有遗忘他，任他自生自灭。
However, during those 40 years, God did not forget him and just let him alone.
神是用那四十年来把他磨练成为一位更谦卑、更有耐心的牧者。
Those 40 years, God has molded him and changed him into a patient.A perseverance, forgive him perseverance. So he became a person who was able to lead the Hebrews, the Israelites out of Egypt. He was the shepherd of millions of people.
我们既然成为选择成为基督徒，就要记得基督徒人生最最根本的原则就是信心。
So if we chose and we have become a Christian, we know that the most important element of becoming a Christian is faith.
这是一条信心的道路。
This is the path of faith.
如果我们说信神，却总是紧紧抓住手中所有的。
If you said that you believe in God, but you're still holding on to what you want.
不论神怎么呼召、感动、提醒、督促，我们都还因着害怕而。
No matter how God has changed you, called you, and motivated you, you still hold on to what you have because of fear.
那我们所认识的神就永远是小小的。
Then the God that you would know is always a small God.
你想要更深刻的经历神吗？
If you want to more deeply experience God.
你想要跟随一位伟大能行奇事的神吗？
Will you belonging to follow a God who can perform miracles?
学习凭着信心顺着神的引导放手。
You have to learn by faith to give up what you have and follow God's calling.
唯有肯放手，才有可能经历到神的伟大远远超过我们所失去的。
Only if you are willing to give up what you have, then you will you be able to experience how great, much greater our God is, compared to what we already had.
第三方面，我们从29节看到以色列人出埃及的时候，因着信心而不怕走从来没有走过的路。
Number three, from chapter 29, verse 29, we can see that the Israelites they are not afraid of taking the unknown path.
他们才出埃及没有多久，法老王就派大军来追杀。
As soon as they left Egypt, Pharaoh has already ordered a big army to go after them.
前面是大浪翻腾的红海。
In front of them is Red Sea.
后面是杀气腾腾的追兵。
Behind them are the pursuing army.
处在那样的境况，谁不害怕？
Who would not be afraid under such circumstance?
但神借着摩西说出的第一句话就是：不要惧怕，只管站住。
However, God through Moses said to them, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm."
来看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。
And you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today.
之后神要摩西吩咐以色列人往前走。
So after that, God tells Moses to order the Israelites to go forward.
也要摩西举手向海伸杖，把水分开，让以色列人过红海。
And he also ordered Moses to raise his staff in the Red Sea, so that he part the Red Sea.
二十几年前我住洛杉矶的时候去环球影城旅游。
More than 20 years ago, I was in Los Angeles and I went to the Universal Studios.
其中有一段就是摩尼过红海。
Part of the theme was virtual Red Sea.
有没有人去过？
Anybody has been there?
虽然那是假的，
although that was not real,
但是都已经让人稍稍体会到从两道高高的水墙中间穿过是怎么样个惊心动魄的感觉。
But then that will let you have a taste of what it felt like to walk between the two tall walls of water and what kind of fear you're going to encounter.
那更何况以色列人真的过红海的时候，两旁水势的浩大是可以随时就把人吞灭的。
So let alone when it was real for the Israelites when they go through the Red Sea, how much greater what the wall of the water is for them.
我想如果我当时身处其中，要跟着别人一起走下去过红海，我会用硬着头皮来形容心中的感觉。
So So I feel like if I was there to be with the Israelites and to walk through the Red Sea with them, I think there is a Chinese way of describing how I would feel, and that was to tense my skull. Tense. So that means to bite the bullet. You have to do it.
硬着头皮走下去。
Okay, tense your skull.
起初硬着头皮，一步一步慢慢走，边走边看，哎呀，水会不会塌下来
？So you tense your head, and you have to go step by step.
然后接下来又硬着头皮快快走，想尽快穿过去。
And you look around, you're so afraid that the water is going to fall on top of you any second. And afterwards, you have to tense your skull, and then you're like, okay, let's run, go really fast, let's just try to get through it as soon as we can.
我想到了另外一边的时候，真的头皮都发麻了。
So I think that as soon as we get to the other side, your skull is like going to be completely numb.
在人生当中，我们不是不可能会遇到前有红海。后有追兵的困境。
So I think in our lives, we probably would also encounter a situation where you see that there's a red sea in front of you, there's personal army right behind you.
在那样的情况，谁是我们的依靠？谁是我们的拯救
？Under such circumstance, who would be our who would be the one that we rely on? Who is going to be our savior?
身为一个基督徒，神有的时候会把红海。摆在我们面前。
Two Christians, sometimes God will put a red sea in front of you.
目的不是要灭绝我们。
His purpose is not trying to kill us.
也不是要我们惧怕上帝。
Or try to scare us.
而是要我们学习信靠他，透过信心来经历神。
But he is trying to let us learn how to by faith to rely on him.
我们如果想要经历神，就要学习不要太快的说不可能。
If you want to experience God, let's learn not to say too early and too quickly that, oh, it's not possible.
过红海代表的是肯凭信心去走一条人生当中从来没有走过的路。
Going through the Red Sea represents the faith you have to take the path that was never known to you.
肯凭信心去迎向从来没有经历过的挑战。
You are willing by faith.To face the challenges that you have never faced.
肯凭信心去跨越从来不认为有可能跨越的障碍。
By faith, you are willing to overcome the obstacles that you never thought that you would overcome.
举个最小的例子来说。
We'll give you a little example.
有一个侍奉的机会临到你，你不要太快的说这方面的事情我从来没有做过。
When there is an opportunity for you to serve in a certain capacity, you do not just say right away that, oh, I've never done that before.
也不要太快地说，哎呀，我的个性只适合做这个，不适合做那个。
Or say that, oh, well, I don't have a gift for this, I am only suitable for doing the other thing.
你也不要太早就认定那些做牧师、做宣教士的就一定是别人。
I don't decide too early.That, well, it's always going to be others who can be pastors and missionaries.
不要太早认定你绝对不会是神要呼召的人。
And don't decide too quickly that it's not, you're never going to be the person that God is going to call upon.
神在摩西八十岁的时候呼召他回埃及去带领以色列人出埃及。
When Moses was 80 years old, God called him to go back to Egypt and lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西觉得自己根本没有这样的能力。
So Moses thought that he was in no position to do that.
他也认定自己拙口笨舌，根本说不动别人。
And he said that he was not good with his tongue, so he was not able to persuade anybody to do that.
但这就是神的选择。
But this was God's choice.
神同样要我们学习来信靠他。
So God, the same way, God wants us to learn and to rely on Him by faith.
在面对挑战的时候，不是看我们自己有没有能力过红海。
So when we face challenges, we do not check to see if we have the ability to go through the Red Sea.
而是看这是不是神的心意。
But we have to examine to see if this is the will of God.
只要是，就凭着信心走下去。
If this is God's calling, then we have to walk through it by faith.
不怕走一条从来没有走过的路。
So we're not afraid of taking the path unknown.
不怕迎向从来没有经历过的挑战。
We're not afraid of facing the challenges that we've never seen.
也不怕去跨越一个从来不认为有可能跨越的障碍。
We're not afraid of going over the obstacles that we've never encountered before.
最后，让我用一位宣教士的真实见证做结束。
Lastly, I will.Conclude with a testimony by the missionary.
是一位英国女宣教士 Gladys Iwell, 她的中文名字叫艾伟德。
And she is a missionary from England. Her name is Gladys Iwell.
在对日抗战的时候，她在中国宣教，做很多救济穷人的工作。
So when Chinese was at war with the Japanese, I word was a missionary in China. And she was helping, working with the poor.
当日军一步一步地攻陷各个城市的时候
So the Japanese troops were taking down city by city.
没有人相信他能够带一百多位孤儿逃生
Nobody could believe that she was able to take more than 100 orphans to run away.
因为那时候唯一的逃生之路需要翻山越岭长途跋涉
Because the only way to escape was to go through the mountains.
艾维德不忍心放下任何一个孤儿见死不救
Iward was not willing to see any one of her infant kids to be left behind.
他就勇敢地承担起这个责任
So she braved herself and then she took upon the responsibility.
结果经历各样的奔波折腾
So she went through all kinds of difficulties.
最后很不幸还是走进了一条绝路
At the end, unfortunately, she was at a dead end.
她看到已经没有希望带孤儿们逃到安全地区了
And she felt that she was not able to take all the orphans into a safe place.
她非常伤心地承认失败
She was really sad, but she admitted that she had failed.
这时候有一个孤儿小女孩跑来对她说
At this time,the orphan girl came to her.
你不是告诉我们圣经里面摩西带以色列人过红海的故事吗
Haven't you told us about the story of Moses leading Israelites through the Red Sea?
那艾维德十分的沮丧回答说可是我不是摩西
However, I would answer in frustration. And she said, well, but I'm not Moses.
没想到小女孩很单纯的回答说我知道你不是摩西是上帝还是上帝啊
And the little girl said that, well, I know you're not Moses, but God is still God.
神就使用这句话重新振奋他的信心。
So God uses this word to motivate I word again.
而且他们就真经历了过红海的神迹。
And they indeed experienced the kind of miracles like walking through the Red Sea.
最后艾维德把一百多位孤儿全部带到安全地区。
So at the very end,I was really able to lead all the orphan, more than 100 of them, to go into the safe zone.
这个事迹在1958年还被美国的电影公司改编拍成电影《六福客栈》。
So this story was made into a movie in 1958, and the name of the movie was The Inn of the Six Happiness.
领衔主演的还是影后英格丽·褒曼。
And the leading actress was Ingrid Bergman.
今天在中国和台湾都有好几处地方还保存纪念着她的事迹。
So even nowadays in China as well as in Taiwan, there were memorials about this story.
所以当我们遇到令人惧怕的挑战的时候
Therefore, when we encounter challenges, that's really scary.
不论是来自人的威胁
That could be threats from man.
或者有可能失去一切
or the possibility of losing everything
或者是需要走一条从来没有走过的路
or the need to take a path that's unknown to you
让我们记得这件事
let's remember this story
是的我们不是摩西
yes indeed we're not Moses
但是感谢主上帝还是上帝
but praise the Lord is still the Lord
让我们来唱一首诗歌
let's sing a hymn together
我们这首诗歌带诗歌的我们会用中文或英文来带。
The leader of the hymn will be singing in either Chinese or English.
大家就用自己习惯的语言来唱。
You can sing in any languages you feel comfortable with.
让我们用这首诗歌来做我们的祷告。
And let's sing this hymn as our prayer.
主，求你保守我的心，我的意念，使我能够遵循你旨意。我愿将你话语深藏在我心， 做路上的光，成为我脚前的灯。哦主，求你坚固我信心，我的力量，使我得以勇敢向前行。因我知道有时我仍会软弱，求你带领我，使我不会再退缩。我需要有你在我生命中，好让我一生能学你的样式，使我能成为你所喜悦的儿女，使我的生命能够彰显你荣耀。
Come down from the beginning.
Oh Lord, may you help me guard my heart and all my thoughts so that I'll be faithful to your will. I will hide your word as treasure in my heart. Let it be my light and a lamp unto my feet. Oh Lord,Help me stand firm in my faith and in my strength, so that I can press on without fear. I know I can still be weak in faith at times. May you guide me through so I will retreat no more. Oh Lord, I need your prayerPresence in my life to shape and make me more and more like you. Make me a child forever pleasing in your sight. Also make my life a glory to your name.
Chorus.
我需要有你在我生命中，好让我一生能学你的样式，使我能成为你所喜悦的儿女，使我的生命能够彰显你荣耀。
请思情继续谈，我们有一点点对神的回应的时间。今天希望特别对基督徒做一个邀请。
Today I especially want to invite all the Christians.
我回想自己一生神的带领。
I reflect upon the guidance that God has given me.
神确实的感动我，在他面前思想，我愿不愿意凭着信心，不惧怕来自人的压力和威胁。
God has indeed encouraged me to reflect upon His calling upon me, so that I was by faith I was not afraid of the pressures from men.
如果有一天跟随主需要我把手中的放下，我是否愿意？
If one day I have to follow the Lord and I have to give up everything that I had in order to follow Him,
如果有一天跟随主需要我肯走一条从来没有走过的路。
If one day, in order to follow Lord, I have to walk on the path that's unknown to me.
去一个我从来没有去过的地方。
To be in a place where I've never been.
去做一件我从来不认为我自己合适做的事。
To do something that I never thought that I was able to.
我是否愿意？
Was I willing?
今天我也邀请我们的所有基督徒来到神面前，认真的思想这三个问题。
Today I also invite all of the Christians to reflect upon the three questions.
你是不是愿意在你还年轻的时候就在神面前坚定地立下这个心志？
Are you willing to make the dedication in your youth?
你说主啊，照着我自己我是会有很多的惧怕。
You said Lord, if it were up to me, I have a lot of fear.
但是求主加添我信心。
We ask the Lord to give us faith.
借着这个信心赐给我力量。
By faith, through such faith, you give me strength.
让主呼召我来跟随主的时候，我愿意，我能够胜过这些惧怕。
When I hear of your calling, I will be willing and I will be able to overcome this fear.
如果你心中有感动，就在你的心中来对神回应。
If you feel the touch, if you feel touched by God, we ask you to respond to God.
有一段时间自己跟神交谈。
You spend some time to talk to God.弟兄姐妹的祷告 Lord, you hear our prayers.
愿在我们心中的感动持续来带领我们
We ask you to continue to move us.
直到你的旨意完全成就
Until your will is completely fulfilled.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐
You may be seated.